It affected its medical claim processing arm, impacting about half of all claims in the country, and a ransom was paid. The FDA has expanded approval of the drug Wegovy for people who are obese and have heart problems. CBS News medical contributor Dr. Celine Gounder says that could mean Medicare coverage for millions.
The new FDA-approved use of Wegovy potentially allows access for just over 25% of the 13.7 million people on Medicare diagnosed with obesity or overweight.
Well, after 50 years in an attic...
Help me if you can, I'm feeling down.
A guitar played by John Lennon on Help and by George Harrison in the Beatles' song Norwegian Wood is going up for auction. The auction house says it's like finding a lost Rembrandt or Picasso, and the 12-string Hootenanny acoustic still plays like a dream. Time on the Roundup, 8 past the hour.
The IRS is the most powerful collection agency on earth, and if you owe back taxes, the news isn't good. The IRS is raising the interest rate it charges on unpaid taxes, and further rate hikes are expected. Most people don't know it, but the IRS adds interest charges to your tax debts daily. So if you owe the IRS today, you'll owe even more tomorrow. And it doesn't stop until you get right with the IRS. The good news is getting right can start with one phone call to Optima Tax Relief, America's number one tax relief firm. Optima's tax professionals specialize in the Fresh Start Initiative, a powerful IRS program that can save you thousands if you qualify. In fact, the experts at Optima have resolved over $1 billion in tax debt for their clients. Call now for a free consultation.
Call 800-783-8055. That's 800-783-8055. 800-783-8055.
Optima Tax Relief.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
A new lawsuit with a shocking claim from a dozen couples targets an IVF clinic.
The couples accuse Ovation Fertility in California of implanting embryos that workers knew were already dead after allegedly exposing the embryos to lethal amounts of hydrogen peroxide. Brooke and her husband Bennett have been struggling with fertility issues since 2022.
I went through a lot of painful injections. This is a lot of time and effort. And then to find out that that was all for nothing was just devastating.
We came to these facilities hoping for the best care, the best medical practices, and to have this happen is unacceptable.
Matt Piper, CBS News.
The cicadas are so loud in Newberry County, South Carolina, people are calling the sheriff's office. Some aren't sure what the sound is. Others say they thought it was a siren. Trillions are emerging from the ground right now in the eastern U.S. That's the Roundup. I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News.
Good morning. It is 10 minutes past 6 o'clock and 48 degrees in downtown Chadron. The news this hour is brought to you by Fire and Ice Mechanical. Although there will be 5 names on next month's ballot for Chadron City Council, only 4 of them are now active candidates. Thomas Rutledge announced this week that he's dropping out of the race. Rutledge says that after talking with his family, he realized he wouldn't have time to do justice to both the city and his family if he were elected to the city council. Rutledge's name will remain on the ballot, though, because it's too late to take it off. Ballots are already printed and will go out shortly. If Rutledge still winds up as one of the top 4 vote-getters in the May 14th primary, only the other 3 would advance to the November ballot. Nebraska Public Transit Week continues with Chadron City Transit Director Julie Lawrence inviting everyone to come by the transit office in the Marketplace on West 2nd Street between 11:30 and 1 o'clock for free hamburgers. Lawrence says it's a way to say thank you to the community for the outstanding support and use of Chadron City Transit since its creation 2 years ago by expanding the long-standing Handy Bus program. Chadron wraps up its Transit Week observance tomorrow with Driver Appreciation Day, a chance to show the drivers how much they're appreciated. There's nothing Friday because it's Arbor Day, a legal holiday in Nebraska and for Chadron City workers. This year's Public Transit Week has the theme of Mardi Gras, and every ride taken this week on Chadron City Transit brings a string of Mardi Gras beads and an entry into drawings for passes. 5.1% of Nebraska households do not have access to a vehicle. making public transit options in both rural and urban communities vital to them. In 2023, Nebraska's rural transit providers, including Shadman City Transit, traveled over 4 million miles with more than 600,000 passenger boardings for essential medical care, education, employment, and freedom of mobility in their day-to-day lives. While urban providers have the largest ridership, they account for only 8 of the 58 public transit providers in Nebraska. Another 6 agencies operate regularly scheduled intercity routes across the state. Most of the rural transit providers, including Shadman Transit, offer demand response service, where rides are booked ahead of time and bring passengers to a specific destination, like rideshare programs. Shadman City Transit also has passes offering 22 rides for $20, and with a ride being the round trip from the pickup location to one or more destinations and back to the starting point. Former Scottsbluff Police Captain Brian Wasson has been sentenced to prison for up to 6.5 years. After pleading guilty last month to 2 counts of theft by unlawful taking for stealing drugs and money from its police headquarters or police department's evidence room. District Court Judge Cindy Volkmer handed down concurrent sentences of 40 to 68 months on each of the charges and ordered Wasson to pay $7,000 in restitution to the Scottsbluff Police Department. Both the prosecution and defense praised Wasson for a lot of great work for the community over the years, but differed greatly on what should happen next. Defense attorney Marin Chalupka told Judge Volkmer that Wasson's downward slide began when he injured his back chasing a suspect in 2022. He was prescribed opioids for the pain but became addicted. Chalupka said Wasson's tolerance to the drug grew over the years, and he needed stronger and stronger doses for the pain, which eventually led him to start stealing drugs and cash from the Scottsbluff Department evidence room. She also noted that Wasson last week celebrated 1 year of sobriety and that he continues to be a daily participant in his own rehabilitation, including attending 12-step program meetings. Prosecutor and Assistant Attorney General Michael Guinan told the judge that Wasson's history of fine police work and civic involvement did not diminish the fact that thefts affected the trust of the community and within the department. Guinan said those impacts are going to be broad and long-lasting, and that Wasson's true legacy will be the impact of his thefts and conviction after he completes his sentence. Wasson also addressed Judge Volkmer just before she handed down the sentence and apologized for his actions. News this morning brought to you by Fire and Ice Mechanical.
You hear it all the time. Oh, this is just a fake spring, or you know we're going to get more snow. It's part of the luxury of living where we do. But what if you could be prepared for both? No matter what the weather, enjoy permanent comfort in your home with a Ring unit from Fire and Ice Mechanical. Now is the perfect time for a dependable, high-efficiency solution to your heating and cooling issues. Ring offers advanced technology and on-the-go control of your system. Contact your Ring Pro partners at Fire and Ice Mechanical at 308-432-6722.
South Dakota Attorney General Marty Jackley says 11 inmates at the South Dakota State Penitentiary in Sioux Falls are facing charges in connection with disturbances last month at the prison. Jackley says the disturbances caused injuries to 2 correctional officers and did significant property damage to the facility. One inmate is charged with 2 counts each of aggravated and simple assault against a Department of Correction employee. 4 inmates are charged with starting fires during the disturbances, and 6 inmates are charged with property damage. Governor Kristi Noem said last month that the disturbances happened after tablet computers were removed from inmates after alleged illegal activity was detected. Jackley says inmates found responsible will be held accountable for their actions. Keep Shadman Beautiful is holding its annual Shadman Community Cleanup this Saturday from 9 until noon, with the courthouse serving as headquarters. All volunteers need to do to take part is drop by the courthouse during that 3-hour period for instructions and assignment to a work area. Keep Shadman Beautiful can assign a volunteer or group of volunteers a location to clean up, or they can choose one of their own. While working the full 3 hours would be great, however long people can give will be appreciated. If you are unable to participate on Saturday, contact Keep Shadman Beautiful and ask for a rain check. Supplies will be delivered directly to you so that you can complete your cleanup at your convenience. And this is Sexual Assault Awareness Month, and the Nebraska State College System trustees have officially designated today as Denim Day for the three schools. The designation is intended to dispute myths surrounding sexual assault and the detrimental effects of victim blaming. Denim Day originated from a controversial 1998 Italian Supreme Court decision where a rape conviction was overturned based on the victim's attire, suggesting that her tight jeans implied consent. While today is Denim Day, the actual observance at Shadman State College will be tomorrow. Not only are students and staff encouraged to wear denim, there's also a photo booth in the Student Center where participants can sign a pledge supporting survivors and denouncing sexual violence. News this morning brought to you by Fire and Ice Mechanical. It is 6:18. Skywatch weather is next here on KCSR.
The 4-H and FFA programs were that foundation set for me to compete and get better all the time.
I was also introduced to topics like entrepreneurship and record keeping. All of those experiences grow lots of possibilities.
If you believe in developing the next generation, these programs are developing leaders for our community and our state.
Choice gas election has begun. Call 877-274-5710 by April 24th to make your choice. Constellation is proud to support Nebraska 4-H and FFA.
Farming and ranching isn't just your livelihood, it's your life. No one understands that better than Farm Bureau Financial Services. They offer comprehensive coverage that protects your farm or ranch, machinery, livestock, and so much more. You'll get customized coverage in one policy with one premium and one deductible when you need it most. Contact Farm Bureau agent Ted DeSagio in Hay Springs and learn more about smarter insurance for agriculture.
Farm Bureau Property and Casualty Insurance Company, Western Agricultural Insurance Company.
Does reading the Bible really make a difference? Well, depends upon what you're looking for. If you're just looking for knowledge and simply do surface reading, it will give you information. If, on the other hand, you're seeking a changed life, a life dedicated to God, a life lived in harmony with His principles, then opening the Word prayerfully, seeking the Christ, will be accompanied by the power of the Holy Spirit. You won't understand everything by any means, but the Word of God will have an influence on your life which will not disappoint. Point and you will grow. The Apostle Paul teaches that the fruit which grows out of a Spirit-driven life is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control, NIV. Fruit doesn't appear in a healthy tree overnight, but a heartfelt seeking after Christ will produce fruit. Do you read the owner's manual for your tractor just for fun or to know your tractor? The Bible is your owner's manual to know Jesus. This is Rod Bieber with Seed Time and Harvest.
Skywatch forecast brought to you by Sherrard Audiology. Mostly sunny skies today, windy and warmer. A high around 75 degrees and southeast winds at 20 to 30, gusts to 45 miles per hour this afternoon. Tonight, partly cloudy, a 20% chance of showers and thunderstorms, breezy and overnight low around 45. Tomorrow's forecast, mostly sunny skies, a 50% chance of rain. A high in the low 70s and south winds at 15 to 20, gusts to 30 miles per hour. Tomorrow night, a 70% chance of showers and thunderstorms. Some storms could produce damaging winds and large hail. An overnight low 45 to 50. On Friday, a 90% chance of showers and thunderstorms. Breezy and cooler with a high in the upper 50s. Friday night, there's a 50% chance of showers and thunderstorms. An overnight low in the low 40s. And for the weekend on Saturday, a 90% chance of rain, a high in the low 50s, 70% chance of rain Saturday night, an overnight low around 35. And on Sunday, there's a 70% chance of rain and a high in the low 50s. On Monday, mostly clear skies, warmer with a high in the upper 60s, and Tuesday, sunshine with a high in the low 70s. Current conditions after this.
Are you confused seeing so many ads for hearing aids on TV and wondering what the difference is between them? Sherrard Audiology is here to answer all of those questions for you. Whether it's an over-the-counter hearing aids that can stream phone calls, or finding a finance program to fit your budget, we're here to help. Because of the excellent customer service and the knowledge we provide, we've been voted your favorite hearing health care provider in the Panhandle for 19 years. Call to schedule your appointment today at Sherrard Audiology, 632-7415.
Clear skies, 48% humidity. Winds are light out of the northeast, less than 5 miles per hour. Barometer 29.97, that's on the fall. Yesterday's high, 63 degrees, an overnight low of 46. Around the area at 6 o'clock this morning, Rapid City at 37 degrees. Pine Ridge reporting 49, 41 in Alliance. Scott's Bluff at 32 degrees this morning, that's the cool spot. 48 degrees out at the Chadron Airport. We have a temperature of 48 as well here at the KCSR studios. Skywatch forecast brought to you by Sherrard Audiology.
The promise to your baby that there's nothing in this world you wouldn't do for them. Braiding your daughter's hair or taking care of a sick parent. For 175 years, New York Life Insurance Company has lived by this belief. Love is more than a feeling. It's an action. Putting your love into action starts with a simple phone call to me, Noelle Vulcan, your local New York Life agent. I can be reached at 605-716-0800 or at newyorklife.com. I will make sure your needs always come first, just like you do for your family.
Chadron State College faculty, students, and community ensembles will perform vocal and instrumental recitals and concerts throughout the spring semester. For a list of upcoming performances and other events, visit the Chadron State College website at csc.edu, use the Eagle Rewards app, or check the local event list at shadrad.com. Admission is free for all public musical performances at Chadron State College. We'll see you there.
Sports this morning brought to you by Homestead Bank, your journey, your bank. Colorado Rockies radio network had technical issues last night that kept us from carrying their game with San Diego. So the Rockies won for just the fifth time this season. With more is Jack Corrigan.
The Rockies with a rally end a six-game losing streak to the San Diego Padres in a 7-4 triumph at Coors Field. The Padres got to a laboring Ryan Feltner for four runs in the first three innings, but the Rockies would grab the lead for keeps in the fourth with a five-run rally. It was highlighted by a grand slam from Brendan Rodgers, his first homer of the season. Jalen Beeks got the win with great work out of the bullpen. In fact, the bullpen did not allow a run in the final five innings. Justin Lawrence picked up the save. The Rockies will look to make it two in a row for game three. We'll begin our coverage at 6 o'clock Mountain Time. Jack Corrigan for the Rockies Radio Network.
After a series of poor games, the Colorado Avalanche and goalie Alexander Georgiev turned things around, beat the Winnipeg Jets 5-2 to even their NHL first-round series at 1-1. The Avs trailed 2-1, then ripped off three goals in the final 6 minutes of the second period, added one more in the fourth. Georgiev made only 28 saves, but several of their big kind at key moments. Game 5 is Friday night in Denver. Chadron State women's golf team wrapped up the season yesterday with a sixth finish at the three-round RMAC Championships in Las Vegas. The Eagles shot a 305, 321, 315, 938 behind Jordan Grassis, who placed fifth with a 10 over 226, a new CSC 54-hole record. Grassis already has the record for 18 and 36 holes. If team scores had been kept, Sydney would have run away with the Best of the West track meet last night in Scott's Bluff, led by both the boys and girls athletes of the meet. Carson Leeling, who's broken the state girls' HJ record three times this spring, failed to clear 6 foot but still set a meet record at 5'11", and she set records in the LJ and TJ as well. Leeling was also part of the second-place 400 relay team. Isaac Doting took boys' honors by winning the 100 and 200, plus running on the champion 400 and 1600 relays, helping set a meet record in the 400 relay. Sydney runners went 1, 2, 3, 4 in the 100 and 1, 2, 3 in the 200. University of South Dakota women's basketball coach Kayla Carius is leaving after two seasons for her alma mater, Wisconsin Green Bay, to be the successor to her coach Kevin Borseth, who just retired. 2011 Horizon League Player of the Year, Carius was 37-29 at USD, leading the Coyotes to a 23-13 record and the WNIT this year. She's been an assistant with USD, Wisconsin, and Drake before being hired as head coach by South Dakota. Caitlin Clark appears to be on the cusp of setting another